on the street on the interesting topic, guys, I must say. Well, Mina, in my case, I've had like two cases where I've ended relationships, and the guys did not take it. They thought probably I'm gonna change my mind. You know, when you continue to give a person a chance thinking they will change, and you just see what I la exchange nix, and then you finally end things and you walk away. And you know, I know you're gonna change your mind and become persistent, until I threatened to actually go and file a report of harassment. They could not believe me. They hate me to this day as if I did something wrong. And my thing was, when I say angsakufuni, I mean it. Like, why do you want to try and convince me that my no is actually a yes, you know? So they don't know where to draw the line. They think being persistent will make us change our minds, you know? It's same thing with, like, asking for intercourse. You know, sometimes you really don't feel like it. But umuntu be like, no, man, yakela, until you give in. Because it's like, and they think because they do that when it comes to asking for intercourse, they can always do that, like to be persistent until someone gives in. Now, koloko, it's a form of abuse. Like, why couldn't you take the first no? Why do you persist? Why do you continue? What makes you think that I don't mean what I said, you know?